Kaupapa Anthems Live is happening this weekend, and it's going to pay homage to the OGs of Kaupapa music. Of course, you know, us old cats know that that means original gangsters. So that's Kaupapa music for the 80s and 90s. The concert is revamping groundbreaking waiata such as Nuclear Waste, Ngaiwi Air, In the Ghetto, and features performances by Chad, the Boogeyman Chambers, Cyan from down in Grove Roots, Noah McGregor, Amber Holly. The musical director is Hani Totorewa, a.k.a. Hani Dredd. He's at the helm. Well, all the musos need to sound good. And in that case, we go to Travis Dearden, who's a super sound guy. That's his area of expertise. And Travis is kindly with us today to talk about the online concert that is available this weekend. Travis, tēnā koe.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Travis. Thanks, mate. Behind every good band, there's an even better sound professional. So we can't do this sort of stuff without guys like you, Travis. Kia ora. It's wonderful to have a, you know, sort of celebratory concert online, looking at some of those neat waiata that have been... Oh, they've become quite iconic in the New Zealand music scene all these years later. Tell us about Kaupapa Anthems and how this is all going to come together, please, Travis.
Yeah, sure. So it's a collaboration between the Hani Dredd Band, Waiata Anthems Collective, and Creative Natives. So that's kind of the, I guess, the collectives that are all behind this whole project. Envisioned by Te Whenua Harawira. She's been a big part of making this all happen, so big props to her. Yeah, so all the vocalists you mentioned before, I think there's six in total. So I've got six vocalists singing a range of different songs, predominantly from the 80s and 90s, and the band is a full 10-piece band, playing all the songs live. Most of them are sort of in the reggae style, as a lot of the original songs are, but there's a few different numbers in there as well, a few different styles that come in. And that's been a real privilege to be a part of it, and awesome collective of musicians. Everybody just got along really well and came together and supported the Kaupapa 100%. So it's been a real privilege to be a part of it.
Thanks, Travis. So am I envisaging this right? So you'll have the 10-piece band in one place, the vocalists might be elsewhere, or is the concert literally a gathering of people? Tell us about the online nature of it and what challenges that poses.
Yeah, so we all gathered together at the Massey University studio, which has got a really massive live room. It's almost like a bit of a... It's a really amazing facility there. It's almost like a hall for the live room for tracking in. But it's got a number of different sort of mixing control rooms all around it. So it's really top-notch facilities there. So all of us could fit in the same room and play it all together live. The band consists of, your typical sort of instruments, drum and bass, percussion, keyboards, guitars, and a full three-piece horn section. So, yeah, really full sound, which came with its own set of challenges. Trying to record that many people definitely took a bit of work and rehearsing beforehand to make sure we could just sort of get it right and knock it out when it came to the recording time. The whole video, the online nature of it is, it's been filmed and edited. So to kind of give the full, live experience, but through the screen, just trying to bring that out as best as we can in these COVID times. It's certainly a challenge right now to be able to bring live music to the people. So this is, I guess, the best way that we can do it for considering the circumstances at the moment.
Thanks, Travis. It's available at 8 o'clock this coming Friday across the Creative Natives Facebook page. Also Hani Dredd, Waiata Anthems, likewise. If you'd like to know more, dial up Toido at Creative Natives, or just go to the Creative Natives website. So it's a wonderful recording. We've been joined today by Travis Dearden, who helped to sound mix it. And now it's here for us to enjoy, reflecting back on some of the wonderful and inspiring waiata of the 80s and 90s. Hey, thanks, Travis. Look forward to another yarn down the track, but all the best to you, and thanks for the work that you put in here to make this one a reality, brother.
Cool. Thanks very much, mate. Yeah, thanks for putting us out there.
Ka pai, Travis.
Look forward to sharing it with everyone.
Yeah, yummy. Yeah, Travis Dearden, thank you to